Good evening, Rufus.
I saw that too, red 12.
No need to come in early, Rufus. No need to come early.
You broke it.
I did not.
Really, what happened to your pants?
Don't listen to me.
Fancy shoes, matches this outfit.
You got your pen and paper, so?
Is it?
Pray.
Yeah, not much.
Pray. Pray.
Kevin, did you price that bucket?
You're forgiven, brother.
The ditching bucket? That's slick.
Yeah.
That's slick.
I'll show them the video about it.
That is slick.
I did get something though, to be here, we got for Christmas. Kind of got something to do with that.
I've been meaning to ask you.
For sale.
No, you're here too early, Jack.
No. What time about, does anybody?
Take the cell phone on, you should have called and warned me about it.
$1.3 million.
Is there something going on, you should have called and warned me about it?
No, sir.
Go down and get a ride.
We bought that and then sold this and sold the property next to it.
That's what mine is wondering what's going on.
One of them too.
Oh, you guys look familiar.
What about a?
You coming?
It's a Christmas party.
You coming to Christmas party?
Lulu.
He's got to make it first. Yeah. Takes a while to make them, you know.
It's wet. It's
so wet this morning.
We're really going to get a quack quack story.
It was kind of right through.
Quack quack story, whatever that.
That's steel.
Another part of it?
Yeah, it was very windy this morning.
What's that?
Because I went to get the trash, came out.
You didn't work there?
No.
I don't think there was something right there.
Well, all I had to do was move it. I didn't move it last night.
That's not bad.
It wasn't that much.
What's up with that, you're not working?
It's school break. Right, you know, Christmas break.
Is it time?
Almost.
Getting there.
Almost.
Recognition there. There it is.
I'm down here on the recognition by North Florida.
Oh, yeah, I ain't coming there.
Good evening, I'd like to welcome everybody to the regular meeting of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler. Today's date is December 21st, 2021, time is 6 p.m. Vice Mayor Redmond, are you here?
Here.
Commissioner Stegel?
Here.
Commissioner Sermons?
Here.
Commissioner Beasley?
Here.
City Manager?
Yes, sir.
City Attorney?
Here.
And myself, Jack Schenk, is here. If you would, please stand for the prayer followed by the pledge.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come today to bow our heads and open this meeting in prayer, seeking your blessings on our city, the state, and our country. We pray for all your whole creation. We ask that that your wisdom will guide us as we seek to accomplish the goal on today's agenda. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to serve you and to serve others. We give thanks to you for our brave men and women in uniform. We pray for your love to lead them and your wisdom to guide them each and every day. We thank you for our families and friends. Peace to all. Bless them, Lord, in all that they do. Thank you for the joy of the Christmas season. Hope is here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the agenda format.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Pursuant to Florida statutes, members of the public shall be given a reasonable opportunity to be heard on a proposition before the city commission. Upon recognition by the mayor, any person may address the city commission on any subject either included on the agenda or any other subject. Speakers are requested to approach the podium and give their name and address to the city clerk to be reflected in the minutes of the meeting. Remarks are limited to up to 4 minutes. If additional time is needed, the city commission may grant time needed. Comments are to be directed only to the mayor. He or she will determine if staff will need to interact. This is the time for the public discussion on any subject on or off the agenda. As the remainder of the meeting is for the commission interaction and decision making. The city commission wishes to maintain orderly conduct and proper decorum in a public meeting, so thank you for your time and cooperation. Anybody got anything? Okay, consent agenda.
If there's no discussion, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, financial reporting for the period ending November 30th, 2021.
Mayor and Commission, before you have November results, so you have the first 2 months of the fiscal year. Operating results are in line with expectations. The concern right now is, you know, the economic headwinds that we face going forward, but we'll have to look through them and see what they mean for us. The audit of year-end books has essentially begun today with the exchange of some phone calls and some files that began earlier this afternoon. So hopefully this will go smoothly, and you know, in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be done with it.
Did he by any chance give any indication when they anticipated
physically being here? I don't know that. At least they're beginning to look at the files that were sent.
Need a motion to accept or not the financial budget report?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Recognition by the Northeast Florida League of Cities. Please.
Honorable Mayor, Commissioners, thank you all for your time tonight. The Board of Directors of Northeast Florida League of Cities, I'd like to introduce them. It's Tony Brown from Keystone Heights, Jake Hill from Lake City, Rufus Borum from Palatka, Betsy Jordan, our Executive Director of the League, and myself, and Vice Mayor of the City of Stark. All right, at this time, we have a plaque, and also Mr. Sermons is also on our Board of Directors also. So at this time, we're here to present a plaque in honor of one of our board members, Board of Directors, for his outstanding performance and community proud in Lee Butler. At this time, I'd like to present a plaque to present it to Fred Sermons, President, Northeast Florida City's Board of Directors, fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Sincere appreciation, presented December 21st, 2021, for Northeast Florida League of Cities.
Yes, that'd be great.
David took one, didn't he? David took one.
Yeah, he's right there in the back row. The little guy in the back.
No, take a thank you, Amanda. Thank you. That compliment was for you, for the Hayden. Yeah, thanks. You did a good job.
Fred, you're taking up too much room.
Do what? Oh, yeah. Oh.
1, 2, 3. Perfect. Can you guys stay right there?
Rufus, smile, will you? Smile, Rufus.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Perfect.
Thank
you.
Can
we do
this
next one,
too? Well, we had to pick another one. Yeah. A couple more commissions to be chief.
Need another job.
You guys are free to go if you want. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, appreciate it.
Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, Rufus. Behave yourself.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is 2021 Main Street Christmas Display Contest banners.
Yeah, would you like to go down and present the awards?
Sure. We got our photographer ready.
Yeah, he's the little guy's in the back.
Curious Florals. year we did that, I hope to see it occur every year.
Me too.
Maybe with more participants too.
Yeah. Hey.
You need to stay down there. You need to stay down there.
Stay down where?
Employee recognition.
Yeah, I gotta get my stuff.
Yeah, that's.
That's this one, right? The next item on the agenda is employee longevity recognition.
Yeah, little guy's gotta take pictures.
One, two, three.
Dale, I didn't get a check, what's up with that?
That was from the North Florida League.
I noticed.
Willie Henderson.
Buy a new pair of shoes.
Well, you got a message.
How many years?
Seven, nine, 13, 20.
Thanks for that.
Okay, we're moving a couple of items around on the agenda to expedite somebody's departure. Moving to item number 9, engineering services agreement. This is, we have before us, I believe, a new contract with Mid-Tower and Associates and Incorporated that we need to decide whether or not we want to award a continuing contract with them. And Greg has got some information to pass on to us.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, commissioners, city managers. My name is Greg Lang with Mid-Tower Associates Consulting Engineers. So by way of background first, since this is a very large project with a number of phases, earlier this year you'll remember seeing trucks in town, and what they were doing is evaluating the sewer system in the oldest part of town, which is most of town. And they were sending robotic cameras down through the sewer system after they cleaned out the sewer lines to give us the information and give the city the information that we now have, which is, as we knew going in, but we didn't know the exact locations of all the damaged sewer lines. But as you know, your sewer system is in many areas over 100 years old, old clay terracotta pipe. And so now what we have is the information due to that study, which was funded with a grant from DEP, to now move to the next phase, which is the design phase. So we actually have camera video footage of every sewer line that the truck was able to video. And now our team, if you approve our agreement, can go forward and design the repairs and rehabilitation to the to your system. Some of those repairs, if this goes forward, will require the entire road to be torn up, dug, rebuilt, new pipes, and the new road base and new blacktop being put down. Others, we think we can bring what we call a liner through it and solve that problem. That saves some money, but that's the process we're in. So what happened this last year is 64,000 lineal feet of sewer line was televised and studied. And what we've decided to do, since the system is really is in great condition and there's such a large large amount of it that needs rehabilitation. We thought, given the amount of grants that's available, we would go ahead and survey all that 64,000 linear feet, but then we would only design two projects. And we're doing this with the strategy that we can maximize the grant percentage when we move to that next phase. The Department of Environmental Protection has a state revolving fund, and typically you can only get 80% grant, which the city now has received, talk about that in a moment, if you keep your project size to about $5 million. And so the city's, our strategy all along has been in the direction of the commission and the city manager was maximize grants, minimize debt service. And then this is what, how we're going to accomplish that. So in this first design phase, we're going to design two projects, and then we're going to seek construction grant funding for one of them. And then the second project will be shovel ready, which will get you in a better position for grant funding the next time. You have more points in your application when you have a design ready. So what our agreement is asking for now is to take us into that design phase. So the city's been awarded an 80% grant to go into this design phase, as I just described, to design two projects. So the numbers are on the pages here. I don't want to belabor it, but if you go to, well, the first cover page is really where to start with. So the city was awarded $1.2 million, of which $970,400 is grant, 80%. And then the balance of that amount, $242,000 in round numbers, will be amortized in a loan over 20 years at 0% interest. I said it right, 0% interest. Of course, that's the lowest interest rate I've ever seen in my career, and I don't even get any better than that. And that would be create an annual debt service payment of about $11,339 a year. And that's the next item we'll talk about. That's in your loan agreement and grant agreement with DEP. So what we'll do for, back to our agreement, what we do in our scope of services, we'll do the design I just described, we'll prepare the permit applications, we'll keep working on the administration and funding services, and this begins on page two in our proposed agreement on the scope of services. We'll do all the surveying, the geotechnical, which is the subsurface, ground penetrating radar and soil borings and so forth. And then we'll get these two projects designed, and then with your approval, seek grant funding for the first project constructed. And that will be sometime next year. So that's the, I'm here to answer any questions about our proposal, and then we can move into the actual amendments here, loan and grant agreement with DEP.
To do all the sewer lines, it would be about $20 million.
So, and that's why we're taking this approach, this strategy approach to just design two projects. Yes, 64,000 linear feet is an awful lot of sewer line, and it's mostly in very poor condition. So we estimated based on current bid prices that if you took on the entire project in the old part of the city, the largest section, which is we're standing in now, and it goes almost to your borders in three directions, would cost approximately $20 million. And as I said earlier, probably the most you could hope to receive in grant funding was $4 to $5 million. So that would create a huge debt burden for the city, one of which, you know, we certainly don't recommend, and one we've been very clear from the beginning that's not sustainable. So yes, we're only fighting off design two projects, and then we'll see, we'll kind of get those into a $5 million or so size, which then we believe we can get achieve 80% grant. Sorry for the long explanation, but it's important. And one last thing, Mr. Mayor, our engineering services agreement is also paid for through the grant and loan at 80% grant. And as I said, scheduled fees are detailed starting on page two, and on page four, they're itemized, item A, B, C, for your information.
From us is support in me getting authorization to execute that agreement?
Yes, sir. Amendment number one, design phase, engineering services agreement. Per the letter dated today to
discussion? We need a motion to accept the engineering service agreement from Mid Tower and Associates Incorporated and authorize me to sign on behalf of the city if y'all are so inclined.
I'll make the motion to accept the engineering service agreement from Mid Tower and Associates Inc. and to authorize the mayor to sign on behalf of the city.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the next item that we're gonna skip to is item number 11. State Revolving Fund Amendment Number 3.
Mr. Mayor, yes, this is from the Department of Environmental Protection State Revolving Fund, which brings in this grant and loan funding. As I said earlier, and I'm looking at the actual agreement that the city has on page one. This is design activities, 1.213 million, grant amount of $970,400. And then I highlighted a couple items for informational purposes on page four. It really starts to detail how this, how it works. So the bottom line is, if you go forward and accept this grant and loan with the state of Florida, then once these activities are completed, beginning in February 15, 2023, year 2023, the city will make semi-annual loan payment in the amount of $11,339. And that will be based on a total amount owed of $442,160. And that is amortized over 20 years at the 0% interest. No prepayment penalty. And these are, this is the typical agreement that we see from the DEP, and it's a really a wonderful program. Only, these terms are only available to small cities that have a higher percentage than the larger cities. They have a lower threshold for debt, and they have a higher percentage of low to moderate income individuals, and so they qualify for this kind of an offer. This is only available to cities like Lake Butler. This is the most amount of grant and, of course, the lowest interest rate you could achieve. Here to answer any questions.
Any discussion?
No.
Well, we
need a motion.
Okay, well, I make a motion to approve Amendment 3 to the State Revolving Fund Loan Agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Mr. Mayor, thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is an ordinance 2021-11. Motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number 2021-11 by title only, amending the text of the comprehensive plan. I think the city manager can expand on what that entails.
Well, I think most of it revolves around the dealing with. Is this the one that deals with the John? With the
property rights.
Property rights.
Okay. Yes, it's a new legal thing. It actually changes nothing, but I guess it more specifically codifies mm-hmm. things that we've taken for into account. It basically requires that before taking certain types of land use, that we consider certain factors and its impact on the property owner.
Okay.
But in all honesty, I don't think that we've ever lacked in that area anyway, but this does codify state law.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve the second reading of ordinance number 2021-11 by title only, amending the text of the comprehensive plan.
Ordinance number 2021-11, an ordinance of the city of Lake Butler, Florida, relating to an amendment of the text of the city of Lake Butler comprehensive plan pursuant to an application CPA 21-01 by the city commission under the amendment procedures established in sections 163.316 through 163.32.48 Florida statutes, as amended, providing for adding a property rights element to the comprehensive plan for section 163.31161 sub 10 Florida statutes as amended, in section 187.101 sub 3 Florida statutes as amended, providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is ordinance 2021-12, a second reading, future land use.
Both of these two are related to the property that we just purchased.
Right, for the water.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
No discussion. I make a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance 2021-12 by title only, amending the future land use plan map of the comprehensive plan.
Ordinance number 2021-12, an ordinance of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, relating to an amendment of 50 or less acres of land to the future land use plan map of the City of Lake Butler comprehensive plan pursuant to an application, CPA 21-02. Of the property owner of said acreage under the amendment procedures established in sections 163.3161 through 163.3248 Florida statutes as amended, providing for a change in land use classification from county agriculture for less than or equal to one dwelling unit per acre per 5 acres, except as provided for in policy I.2.2 to city public of certain lands within the city within the corporate limits of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda item number 8, ordinance 2021-13, is a second reading of regarding the zoning atlas.
It's the second and final reading.
What's that?
It's the final reading.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's related to the same thing.
The same, yes.
Same piece of dirt.
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the second and final reading of ordinance number 2021-13 by title only.
Ordinance number 2021-13, an ordinance of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, amending the official zoning atlas of the City of Lake Butler land development regulations relating to the rezoning of less than 10 contiguous acres of land pursuant to an application Z21-01 by the property owner of said acreage, providing for rezoning from county agricultural A to city industrial I of certain lands within the corporate limits of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on the agenda is fire hydrant inspections.
Mr. Mayor, the attaches a quote from Fortitude Fire Protection to inspect on an annual basis all of our fire hydrants. Once every 5 years, they'll do a flow test, and so the annual cost is $7,200, and the fifth year, the flow test will cost $11,800. So, this firm will maintain all the records necessary to report to the National Fire Protection Association, and this should have a positive impact on our insurance rating. Part of our interlocal agreement was with the county for fire protection, and this will alleviate a lot of that.
If I read this correct, this is a sole source quote?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I think the minutes should so reflect.
Yep, there is a statement in here that it is a sole source.
Okay, I noticed that.
Yes, it is.
Any discussion?
Do we have
100 in fire hydrants?
Okay.
It's 200 something.
Is it just over 200?
I make a motion to for the fire hydrant inspections
that rotten.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And next item on the agenda is equipment purchase.
Mr. Mayor, we're looking at ways to improve our efficiency with our limited staff, and so Public Works would like to purchase the following items that were received from quotes. We got a loader rake that is used on the front end loader that picks up our bulk debris and tree limbs. That is from Ring Power for $12,974. And the other quote was from Wallace Attachments of Live Oak for $7,000. The big difference is the $7,000 doesn't have all the teeth on the rake that can help with it pick up all the brush. So the recommendation would be the first one from Ring Power.
Ring Power.
Mm-hmm. The
is
second.
Actually a rake slash grappler. It actually opens and closes. It's not just a rake.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually pick it up.
The second is a brush cutter. This equipment will cut the brush and small trees that take time with the weed eaters to cut down. So this is from Ag Pro in Lake City for $10,000. Yeah, it'll save man hours needed to cut along the ditches and the side of the road. So we're looking for your approval for these two items.
For what it's worth, having had to operate the front end loader to pick up debris before with a regular bucket, which the bucket will open and you can grab with it. It's not near as efficient as what I've seen this operate when we were picking up after the hurricane. There were some people who had similar equipment. It was much more efficient and left much less of a mess.
Yeah.
Additionally, Mr. Stewart had the opportunity to view this bush cutter being used here in Lake Butler and brought my attention to it, and it's incredibly efficient, and I can see where we'd be able to relieve a lot of our man hours now with one operator on our new mini excavator with that head on it, be able to keep our ditches and right-of-ways a lot easier to maintain.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of a. Well,
I just wonder how we going to fund it. We got
ready?
Funds available.
Yes. Uh-huh. Funded out of the utility system.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the purchase of the loader rake from Ring Power for $12,974. And you both of them at the same time, John? Okay. Make a motion also to approve the purchase of a brush cutter from AgPro for $10,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 13, employee survey.
Mr. Mayor, this is the, just for your information, there's nothing to react to unless you want to, but this was the first employee survey that we did that I know that's ever been done, but we conducted it anonymously, asked 54 questions, and gave you a copy of it all. We were fortunate to get 100% of all the employees responded, and it came in several different sections. So overall, the employees are proud to be able to work for the city of Lake Butler and accomplish things for the citizens of this community. So we got a great group of guys, and they're doing a fantastic job with limited resources, limited wages, limited a lot of things in a small city. So two of them are sitting right there, three of them, four of them. Well, we got the whole room full of them. Any questions?
You need to make this an annual ordeal?
We'll probably make this an annual event. There were some, like in any survey, no matter what you do, I want to make more money. I want to have more people to help me. So there were a lot of that, but overall, people were pretty well satisfied with what we were doing.
Yeah. I did notice on some of the comments though about like needing more meeting, better communication. So I know y'all working on that. On your if there's any problem, you work on it.
Well, I've talked to Walter and Cal. You can never
I know.
Communication. So, you know, obviously that's our, we need to focus on. So.
Yeah, like sometimes I think that would, if when you have better communication and everything is clear, it will tend to make things work a lot better. Not less complaining. But yeah, overall, I looked at it, there was very, some good positive stuff. Communication is the key.
Exactly.
Next item on the agenda is retail strategies update.
Mr. Mayor, we got retail strategy sent us a communication that they're working diligently on our behalf in a lot of areas. They've reached out to several companies, and some of them have said already that we're too small of a market. But there are others that have said yes. We all know that Dunkin' Donuts is coming, and gas station is coming, and an auto parts store is coming. So we already got those commitments. We're looking for more.
If the auto, not auto, but the auto parts store, that, you know, they had one, I thought they had an auto part place that was interesting in coming. Are they?
It's already bought the property and it's ready to go.
Oh.
It's in the bag.
Oh, okay. Where's that? Did they buy
the old Family Dollar store?
Old Family Dollar store, okay.
Dollar John.
Whatever that is.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Mr. Walker.
Any other discussion?
No, sir.
Next item on the agenda is asset management plan status.
Mr. Mayor, last year you approved the asset management plan, and the city manager was charged to develop it and keep it going. And so we've worked with Public Works to do hydrant replacements, and they've done four of them so far this year. We're required to do a minimum of two. We did six new water valves, and we were required to do at least two of those. So things are happening in a positive direction. We did three manholes with rubber membranes, and we anticipate doing at least three more this coming fiscal year. So Public Works has worked hard. Their asset management plan is being effective, and part of the asset management plan is the state revolving fund watches this and works on this. That's part of the reason that we're getting 0% loans and getting a lot of money coming at us, because Public Works is doing a good job.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Douglas can correct me if I'm wrong, y'all are getting ready to put five more in the ground.
Is it Southwest First Street, right? You talking about those? I know it's two.
Right there.
Two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's gonna be two there. There's gonna be one on West Third.
By, like the Providence Road. Important people see progress, you know.
Yeah.
They actually see things being done.
Any other discussion on the management plan status? Progress report. Progress report for wastewater treatment plant.
Mr. Mayor, this is the just a copy of the monthly report that Mid Tower has to submit to the Department of Environmental Protection, and just tells them where we're at and what we're doing. So I just thought maybe you'd find it interesting to read. Nothing earth-shattering that we haven't already talked about.
Next item on the agenda is discussion regarding the grants that we've received.
Mr. Mayor, this was a list that was interesting that was prepared by MidTower that talked about the grants that we've recently gotten. We've gotten commitments of grants that, and the print is getting pretty small here. $35,570,000, and our cost to us for local matches is less than $300,000. So for $300,000, you get almost $36 million, which isn't a bad return.
That's pretty good, huh? What'd you say? That's pretty good.
So they list all of them, and some of them he talked about tonight, but these are all new ones that are coming at us. So.
Comments or questions? Okay, back in, this ain't on the agenda, but it's been on, it was tabled back in October. And that was, we discussed the fact that there had been a moratorium on rental evictions, and we're starting to get a growing number of travel trailers becoming apparently permanently entrenched in the city, which is a violation of our LDRs and our ordinances. And we had talked about it briefly in October, and it got tabled, and I'm bringing it up again to see if we want to discuss and perhaps address it, because we're the allowance of the violation of the LDRs and ordinances is growing. And then the question becomes, do we want to enforce it?
That's a sticky question, subject.
It's a sticky question.
So if we say to enforce it, how would we do that?
Well, they're
tell them,
according to our land development regulations and according to the ordinances, travel trailers cannot be occupied in the city limits. They've got to be either stored in a side yard or backyard or gone. And we've got people that are dragging them in and setting up housekeeping. In fact, there's a recent one over here behind that Ferreira funeral home that he's decided he's going to be there for a while because he's even built a screened-in porch onto it. So at some point.
So John, a case like that, what grounds do we have?
Well, here's the thing. State courts are friendlier toward the cities enforcing these laws than the federal courts. And the federal courts have not ruled, to the best of my knowledge, and I haven't researched federal law or federal cases concerning this issue, but they go to federal law in the panhandling cases, because in some situations you're cutting off people's only way to earn any kind of money or living or anything. The catch-22 that you run into, and I've seen some small cities, usually medium-sized cities, they spend a lot of money on this stuff. And the question really becomes, so you enforce the rule, and in the process you make somebody homeless. And what do you do? And to what extent is that palatable? First, politically, locally, and then palatable to a court in the event there's a challenge, which could be very expensive for us, by the way. There's no requirement in any jurisdiction that every LDR be enforced to the letter. You can remove those restrictions or have them modified, and we could do that through the Planning Council because they drafted restrictions to begin with. And it really just all depends on on what you all want to do, but I think that if you create any number of homeless people by enforcing the rules, I think that you create a new problem for which we really have not looked into addressing, and for which there may be no ready answer and rebuttal.
Okay, well, then my argument would be effectively what we're talking about is eviction, right?
Effectively, yes.
Okay, back in either September or October, I can't remember, but one of those 2 months, the CDC had helped enact they were the ones that put the eviction moratorium into effect nationally. The Supreme Court overturned that in either September or October.
Right.
And as another example, I'll give you Bradford County.
Well, actually,
years ago, Bradford County started having a problem, and this is countywide, not just in the city limits. They had a problem with people bringing in travel trailers and motorhomes and setting up housekeeping out in the county. And they decided to enforce it on one individual. They called the county to task, and the county then had to make everybody cease living in travel trailers unless they were at the parks designated for that.
So that
begs the question, if we start cherry picking, we'll certainly get sued. And if we don't,
I agree that cherry picking is not an option. But let me be clear, it's not really an eviction because we're not the landlords. We're simply enforcing codes.
Right.
However, the effect may be the same of creating homeless people, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't cherry pick. I mean, that's obvious.
Ain't they taking their homes with them?
They just can't be on the property.
You wouldn't be creating homeless people. You just would have to take it to a property that allows them for that. Which they have locations in this county and in other counties that allow them to do it.
And there are places like that in the county and in the surrounding counties. That's true. And it's true that what you're doing essentially is cleaning up the property. But it is a code issue. You could be talking about eviction because I don't know who owns a travel trailer that the person's living in. And if they own it, they can carry it off somewhere, and they carry it off somewhere. If they don't own it, then it's just a simple code. Either way, it's a code enforcement issue.
But we have to decide.
Yeah. I don't know how prevalent it is, and I don't know to what extent it's really been examined or looked at. It may be that we want to go through a period of evaluating the extent to which the problem's there, and then determine a course of action based on the prevalence of the problem.
Anybody couldn't see it.
You can see it.
There's the one behind the funeral home. There's one that is occupied over here by the trailhead, right across the ditch from the trailhead that's occupied. There's one behind the used to be Methodist church that's occupied. There's the church down 4th Avenue to the left. I forget the name of it. And if he's homeless, I'm surprised, because the money he's got tied up in that travel trailer and that pickup truck that he drags it with, I wish I had that kind of money. So I brought it up initially, and I'm bringing it up again just because I see it expanding, and if we want to turn Lake Butler into the biggest travel trailer park in Florida, then we need to just keep on with this position that we're taking of ignoring it. But it's up to the commissioners to decide, not me unilaterally.
Well, I don't advocate that it's simply be ignored. The law needs to be consistent with the practice. And so if the commission wants to enforce it, then enforce it. And if it turns out that I'm making comments that really don't apply to these situations, then they don't apply. And they may not apply. If I were in Tampa, I think a lot of times they probably would, but at Lake Butler, I don't know. So I think those are my thoughts on it. But if in fact my thoughts are not based on what the facts are here, that's different. But I don't know any of these people.
And I appreciate your input. And the thing is, all we've got to do as a commission is decide if we want to tell our code enforcement officer to enforce existing ordinances. That's all we got to do, or not.
Well, has he been asked to stand down on that issue?
Sir?
Has he been asked to stand down on that issue?
I don't think he's been asked to stand down, but in my conversations with him about the matter, it was always based, up until now, it's always been based on the moratorium that was enacted by the CDC. And then the Supreme Court came along and threw that out. And that is why this matter first came up in October.
Well, yeah, and I did not research the issue, but again, you use the term eviction, and I'm like, well, really, it's a code enforcement issue.
Mm-hmm.
When I throw somebody off my property, that's an eviction.
Mm-hmm.
When you're enforcing a code, that's not eviction, because we have no standing to evict anybody from non-city property. We can evict anybody from non-city property, but we can't evict people from their own property, but we can enforce codes.
So we can move forward.
We can move forward, yes.
So why don't we do that? Put it in code enforcement and let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
And see what we
can do. I think that's what the mayor's suggesting.
Yeah.
Let's
that's
come
it.
From there. If it becomes an issue, then we'd be the proper procedures.
Yeah. Enforce the code.
That's all we have to do. If that's already in place.
Well, the code's in place.
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay, so I'm going to ask that unless one of the commissioners is opposed, I'm going to ask the city manager to get with our code enforcement officer and move forward with enforcement on that ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Moving on to the city attorney.
I have no report.
City manager?
You have my report, and I just wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Even the audience.
And yes, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Except Willie, he's already got his present.
Vice Mayor Redmond, have you got anything you'd like to share with us?
I have nothing. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Merry Christmas, everyone. I have nothing.
Commissioner Sermons?
Just Merry Christmas. And parade was great. Thank you guys what y'all have done and the effort y'all put into it and what y'all been doing to the city. And I regret that you didn't write a check for me with my reward after 12 years of service with the state city. I'm just kind of disappointed.
Well, we didn't get COVID money either.
That's all I have.
Commissioner Stegall?
Just want to say the parade was well received. As usual, I did video and posted it on the community page. It received positive feedback. The downtown Christmas decoration contest was posted as well, and it also received positive feedback. A lot of people commented on how great they thought that the city was doing such a thing for downtown. Thank you to everyone in the city that was involved in the parade and the contest. And just want to mention that a couple weeks from now, January 8th, farm share resumes.
Right.
And that's all I've got.
Commissioner Beasley?
I don't have anything.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Amanda M. Brown for the exceptional work she did putting together that venue down at the community center for the League of Cities.
Did a good job.
Did an outstanding job. And I'd like to express my appreciation to
Thank you.
express my appreciation to the city employees for everything that they've done this last year. And seems like things are gelling. Y'all have got some fancy new equipment to put to good use next year. And to all, Merry Christmas. I appreciate y'all. That's all I've got.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Thank you.
That's an interesting conversation.
And thank you for not being lost by me.
What's that? Yes.
Appreciate it.
To my dad.
Sometimes I can get lazy coaches. I don't get sure whatever you
six things I do.
That's why. I think I should clarify with that.